Good morning, all.
Hello.
Thank you for reminding us for that you're an hour behind now, and thank you for coming because I know that that could be it's a new time essentially. I know we're starting this Sunday here, so after this week, we'll all be back on the normal time distance. I'll wait a few more minutes for people to roll on in. I've gone ahead and put the agenda for today in the chat. All right. I think we can go ahead and get started. Thank you, everybody, for being here today. First thing I have is the WolfCon 2025 updates, and I just wanted to say we had WolfCon. I posted some of the discovery items in Slack, and wanted to welcome. I think everyone has been here before, so there's not any new participants today, but please correct me if I'm wrong. Adrian, have you been here before?
Hi.
I'm trying to
No,
remember.
I'm new. I'm Adrian
Welcome.
Detweiler. I'm with Mobius. We are sort of all trying to check in with some of the SIGs that we haven't been to before, and so discovery is one of the areas that I tend to work on in my office. So I thought I would attend and see what goes on in this one. So my first time here, and unfortunately, I have another meeting at 9:30, so I may have to leave early. But anyway,
Perfectly fine.
hi.
Thanks for coming in, seeing what we're all about. We're pretty casual here, so like come and go as you need be. We understand
Okay.
timing, how
Great.
that can work. So yeah,
Thank
welcome.
you.
Welcome,
Thanks.
Mobius. I'm from CU Boulder in Colorado, so we have much love for Mobius over here. They're a consortial sharing out in the Midwest, and
Yes.
we used to be connected. We used to be able to get books from Mobius, which was really awesome because they have like, how big is your collection?
Oh gosh. That's a lot.
Yeah, like, yeah, a lot of like, we could get everything from them basically, and now we can't, which is sad. But who knows? In the future, one day we might, our systems might become connected again.
Reconnect, yes.
So welcome, welcome. Today's agenda, like we talk about all sorts of things here. Sometimes it is just purely like, how are you solving this discovery issue of like patrons logging in or multiple items holds? And then that conversation can cover anything and everything. It doesn't have to just be Folio related. Today's, it seems like it is going to be very Folio related because the other thing we do is we look at what needs to be updated in Folio for discovery to work better. So we'll talk a lot about the Jira tickets, and a lot of those are around API calls because that's the main way they communicate. So yeah, that's pretty much all that's on the agenda for today. But I did want to ask everyone else here if there's any other updates or things they wanted to talk about first. Okay, cool. Then we'll start with the first one. So the first one is one a UX prod, kind of our first JIRA ticket that this group, the SIG, created. And I did attend at WolfCon the JIRA ticket session that Peter and Kalila were at, and specifically to ask them questions about this ticket. So they did give me a lot of good feedback about what we can do, what we can add. They also seem to be very open about us closing JIRA tickets, which I know this group has been a little iffy about, but I did want to put that out there. They were like, yes, that is totally a thing you can do to help us clean up the JIRA boards. So yeah, they were just saying put as much technical information in as possible to update this and maybe move it forward, get it assigned, get it out of draft mode. And I've from last meeting, I was assigned with kind of figuring out from a user point of view, like how many users do I have that have over like 100 or over 20 items checked out. And I was able to figure that out, and I put it in the Slack channel, and it was something, it was around like over 100 for me. I forget, it was around like 40 or 50, I want to say, users at my institution. Sarah, were you able to find out how many users at yours have over?
I will admit to completely forgetting that I promised to do that. So let me get right on that, Nicole.
Sure, no problem. I did, 'cause I did do that, but then I didn't do the second part, which is a test to check out items that are over a certain amount. And that is because ViewFind, the system I use for patron empowerment, does not allow you to check out over, I think it's like 20 or 50 items at one time. So I have not yet submitted my ticket through Index Data to like allow me to do so that I could test out what it's like. I do know the amount I tested, which I think I got up to 50, renewed no problem. So like there was like a slight lag time, but it wasn't a huge lag time. But I do want to test the full like 100 renewal to see what that performance level is like, and then I'll put that information in the ticket. And then Sarah, we can also include your information about how many users you have. Any other questions or updates to that particular ticket?
Yes, I mentioned in Slack that I'm wondering why the renewal wasn't included in the requesting multiple items ticket. Because if there's a use case for requesting multiple items and there has gone considerable effort in implementing this, why not into the renewal? Because that use case also should come up. And yeah, I'm still not sure why. But maybe I'm missing something here.
So when you say there's a lot more effort in the multiple item request, that is just for the Edge API, correct? It's not for Okapi.
Correct. I believe that's where the work is going on.
Yeah, but there should be a corresponding API call in Okapi. It's exposed to external services via the Edge API, but that has to have something corresponding in Okapi, in my understanding.
I believe part of the work going on with the requesting is because you have both item and title level requesting modes. And so there are kind of different layers of where does the specific item get picked up, that the is where is the request, at what level hierarchically is the request attached, and then kind of then you have the prioritization, and you have along with all of with the other issues of
multiple items, like multiple volumes of a series. So I think the work going on with requesting right now is about what kinds of multiple requesting, and in you know what it's a lot about figuring out that level of specific in terms of, you know, rather than just a more than one part of the requesting.
Yeah, but I still don't understand this because, well, my understanding is in locate and I'm not sure about locate, but in EDS you can only renew one item at a time.
Correct.
This is different for viewfind because
Yes.
it simply iterates. So if there is a demand for actually being able to check out multiple items at a time, why isn't there a need for renewing multiple items at a time?
There is, and I think part of our the batch renewal question is a, but I think that the requesting functionality has been,
Yeah, that's obviously more complex.
yeah.
So,
So
yeah.
I think that the work that we're seeing going on there is really about is as much how to integrate things like this, you know, the request policies versus, you know, and along with the prioritization, you know, so I think it's just a bigger and knottier set of problems than just one patron and their interaction with the circulation rules for the existing loans.
Okay, but nevertheless, I wouldn't put too much effort in actually specifying technical details for the renewal. Unless or until the request part is done. Because, as I mentioned previously, we could simply use the same API model for renewing. It's not that difficult internally, probably because the rules are simpler that have to be taken into account. But we could use, for example, the same asynchronous mechanism that has been done for the request for the renewal, have a
Yes.
status response where the discovery system can check if everything has been renewed, check the errors. And so I would actually wait until that is finalized, the concept, and then we could look into the technical details for the renewal.
Yes. So I think that's a great point, Bernd. Have you posted that to the ticket yet of like, hey, I think we should pause this until this other ticket and then we can link up the tickets together?
I don't think I've done this on the ticket, but I've definitely done that in Slack. So I would have to check the ticket.
Yeah, so I was just doing it on the ticket because you have proposed it in Slack, and I haven't really heard anyone say, no, this is an awful idea, right? Like, so this way we can move that idea forward. As well as, like, honestly, I've been looking, we'll get there. I've been looking at the work being done by EBSCO specifically for locates, multiple request functionality. And I will admit, there's a lot I don't understand because it's complex. There's a lot of tickets. So I do want to make sure that, you know, we recognize this in the ticket and then we can actually use what's being built for this, that there's not stuff that's not applicable or for some technical reason we get to the end of that and they're like, actually, won't work.
Yeah, I think it should be sufficient actually to refer to the concept, the ticket with the concept, because that's what my suggestion would be should be also be implemented for the renewal. I can do
Perfect.
that.
Perfect. So yeah, if you
And really, that's all I was saying was just that I know that they're from a, you know, it's a complicated issue, and you've got different groups of people kind of tackling different parts of it. And so I would hate to attach us to a piece that then developed into something that wasn't useful.
but I agree, and but I think by updating the ticket, like the POs and the people attached will let us know of like, hey, actually, actually no, or actually no, yes, this is a great idea. We're going to put this on pause until this attached ticket is completed. Can identify maybe not all components are needed. Like Bernd, you were saying the model, we're going to wait till these layers are completed, and then we can use that going forward for this ticket. And get it out of draft and get it done. But in the meantime, I'm not creating APIs or anything. So it's not any extra effort on my part to like test this and put that information in here to justify the effort going forward of like, yes, this is a
Sure.
thing that happens at universities and it is something we need, and here is our evidence. And anyone else as well, if you wanna, like, I know Jen, you can't because you don't have the capabilities right now, but you do know how, kind of know how many users you have with like over 100 checkouts, right? And I think, did you post that in the Slack?
I think I did. I'd have to
Perfect.
honestly look. I'd have to look it up, but it was definitely more than I expected.
Perfect.
I've also posted our numbers, but unfortunately I cannot do the performance test because we are still on a different library system without an API. So no
Right.
way
They wouldn't.
I can actually check that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, wonderful. Any other thoughts or updates people want to do to this ticket? Okay, let's move on to the prioritization discussion. And I will go ahead and share my screen now just to make this a little. Okay, you should be seeing the tickets potentially relevant for discovery. So basically, what I did is I looked at the fantastic search list down here, looked at everything that was created since our last meeting, and if I thought it related to this group, I pulled it up here for discussion. And I'll try, and anyone can do this at any time, just to go to that list, look at things that have been recently created or maybe recently updated or even that they've heard about in discussions with their own providers, and bring something up here for the group to consider. Basically, putting a tag on it, which means we will watch it and we will track, and we might even prioritize and bring it to groups to get developed faster. So, yeah, any questions before we kind of start going through these?
No question, but I would suggest we start with the last one.
Okay.
Because that's a case that might have implications for other ones.
Gotcha. So that would be the enhanced inventory record suppression for consortia. That's nice. It opens in the page.
Yeah, that's UXPROD 4713.
Okay.
And the point is, we already had that on the list. It was, I'm not sure if it was discussed while I was in the meeting while I was on vacation, but it was removed from the list on September 16th. And I don't know why it was removed. Maybe it was classified as not relevant already. I don't know. It's not nothing about this in the meeting notes.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I'm pausing because I put it on the list. So obviously, I don't remember previous discussion. We do have an archived topic
Yeah,
list.
can go back to version 35 of the page, and then you can see that it's in the list.
Nicole, actually, you had added a comment to the ticket that we had reviewed it and we had more questions about what they meant by suppression and what use cases were in mind and whether this was in something that OAI could help with or custom metadata, versus needing a new folio mechanism.
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you for remembering, because obviously I'm like, what? Okay. Yeah. So then that's what happened. And apologies if this didn't get drug put on the archive list. It shouldn't have disappeared. So that would be on me if it did. But yeah, so we reviewed it, and I think that's why it wasn't tagged, just because we had more questions. We did get an answer. So a consortial. Okay. Yeah, and I think we're just wanting clarification, and it looks like because there are multiple suppressions, and it looks like they are talking about discovery suppress here, which is good. That's what we wanted to hear, that they were talking about discovery suppress. So I do think it's discovery related.
But it still raises the question, how would we handle tickets that we decide are not relevant for us, so that we can remember that we've already reviewed them. So the omission here was to actually not to remove it before we had the answer and could add the tag.
At the time of our discussion, there was not enough information to go further with it.
But then it should have remained on the list,
Yes.
probably.
Yeah. No, that was probably just me, like looking at co trying to do everything in batch and accidentally taking it off, but it should have remained on the list. You're right.
But as Damien mentioned, we might add another another label to actually that we can put on tickets we've reviewed, but we don't want to track. So that when we go back, we know that we've already reviewed the ticket.
No, this is true, because you're right. Like, I thinking of this process, I would not necessarily remember in a month or even 2 months, or especially if something's updated that hasn't been updated for a year, that we had looked at it previously.
There are actually two ways we could do that. We could simply leave them in this list as and add a comment that it's not relevant, but maybe it's actually easier since we track everything else with labels to add a label for this case. And that's what Damien suggested.
And I will th say as part of like the workflow, it's much easier to look in that tag area and be like, okay, we're not here, than it is to like review a previous list of who knows how many tickets that list is gonna contain. So yeah, that is a good idea. We can add that here. So yeah, that's a good suggestion, and I can take that back to Damien. Although I will say, like, this should have just stayed on the list. It shouldn't even have got like it shouldn't have left the list. So for this
Okay,
particular one.
so we will keep the discovery sig metadata display tag for this one. Okay, then I think we can remove the questions, comments.
So I will just drag that over here, and then I can take this to Damien to add the tags. Once the tags are added, they'll be moved to archived. And if any tag is not added, if this is left blank, I will keep it on the list for next time. So perfect. Did you want to go reverse order, or do you want me to go ahead and start at the top again?
No, you can start at the top, I think.
Okay. So the first one at the top is the full responses from mod RTAC are being logged at info level. So this is, and it's going from, I think, newest created to oldest. Okay, out of scope. So we would want to put our new review.
As Damien agreed with me that this is just internal logging in the Edge
Right. It's mod.
API, so you won't see anything of this in the discovery system. It has no effect.
Okay. Perfect. And then
This
this.
might be an issue for some systems because the logs are getting so large, but
Okay.
that could also happen at other places that are not discovery related.
Correct.
Perfect. And then the next one. Yeah, so this one is discovery related. It looks like Damien said it came from a Viewfind user, which they did mention in the ticket. And it's about mapping.
Yeah, Mark 21 versus UniMark.
Yeah, and I did put metadata display because Mark in my mind always equals metadata display, but record transfer is also very relevant here. I think Damien's right. Think we can put both there. And then it's also a good question because I have a lot of questions about BibFrame and that work that's being done right now. And we're going to get records coming out of this system that are BibFrame records. And what do discovery systems do with BibFrame records? What do discovery systems do with BibFrame records? Does anyone here know?
Nothing
Okay.
right now, I don't think. Yeah, right.
Yeah, nothing.
They
I
get
mean,
converted back to
Mark, I think they're all talking about what they could do,
right.
right?
Yeah, I think that's like a
Or
lot of the.
you go to, id.loc.gov and play there.
Right. Aren't there, is Viewfind handling like RDF XML?
Damien might be the only one who knows that.
Okay. All right, but yeah, I feel like this ticket is going to be related to that conversation in the future as well. Just how do we get stuff out and how does it display and get indexed for search? Okay, so next one up is the special characters and external system IDs field ticket. Yes, it's for bug. It is a bug.
Yeah, and I actually had the I haven't put the comment in the Confluence, but I had the same idea as Damien to simply add another label for bugs so that we actually can distinguish between bugs and features.
Okay.
That
Yeah. I mean, there
might not
is.
always be clear, this
Right.
distinction, but
Yeah.
in this case, it's clearly a bug that needs to be fixed if there are characters that cannot be used but that can occur. So I'm not sure if this actually is a widespread issue because not usually the IDs used for these cases are something like UUIDs or something similar, like an MD5 or some kind of hash, and they usually don't have any critical characters. So
Right.
at least that's.
Yeah, it sounds like a mix of it, one particular system's specific, kind of an unexpected interaction. But
So
I do
it's.
think it is a bug.
Yeah, but I think it's still interesting to track and see if this is how this is fixed. Because the workaround described in the bug is, well, it works, but it's not really a good idea to, I think it was email addresses and using email addresses instead. That's not really a great idea. But
Yeah,
if that's
certainly not in terms of
the only way
uniqueness.
to fix this issue for now, so.
Yeah. Okay, so I put it under patron info because it is a patron info, and I have a feeling there's going to be more than one library with this bug. As someone who has struggled with.
I'm not sure I would put the patron info on it. I would simply do it at the bug fix.
Really? Because
Yeah.
I mean, bugs could be anything. They could be patron info, they could be metadata display, and for some libraries, like the bug is the major priority, not the new feature. So I would hate to like lock us into a system
Yeah.
that doesn't allow us to advocate for.
Yeah, but we should be careful. There are other tickets that are also bugs, because there's quite a number of tickets probably with bugs, and if we add all them to our list, it will become difficult to actually handle that list. And I'm not sure if you can filter on the dashboard somehow in that list, so that you can, for example, say, I don't want to see the bugs. I've tried to look into the Jira query, but I wasn't able to open it for whatever reason.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're going to edit mode, you can look at the query. And that didn't work for me. No, doesn't work for you either. Okay.
It says legacy, so I wonder.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I can look into that. I will say.
It's okay. We can look maybe at the other box first, and then go back and
Interesting
change our
discussion.
mind if we want to.
Oh, dear, dear. Box. Okay. Let's make that happen. Okay, so I will research that, and I will keep this on this list to come back to, and you can test me on that. UX prod 5568. This is getting into the bandwidth parts. And this
Yeah.
one
I think
seems.
all the ones where there's no comment from me or Damien, we probably agree with the labels.
Okay. And then, so we're not following karate test, seems to be the consensus on this next ticket.
Yes.
Yeah, if you look at the query I've created for below for the long list of tickets, you will see that I've excluded some things, and this includes, if I remember, yeah, Jenkins notifications, and if something breaks during the development, for example, that this is similar. This is a test that is used for automated testing, and
Right.
we really don't have to follow them.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. And then we have Edge 112 returns incorrect location information.
Yeah, that's actually also a bug.
Okay, so this needs to go on the bug fix. And then Edge Patron 195. And so this, now we're getting into the group that is part of
Sorry,
that.
could you go
Oh, go
back
ahead.
to the previous one? I'm not sure about the record transfer in this case. Isn't that, no, it's not really patron info because it's availability. But that doesn't look right to me.
Right, this one I had as this 112, that's what we're talking about, right? Yeah, I had that as record transfer, and you're saying it's
Yeah, location info
right.
and
The
availability is not, I don't think it fits into a record transfer.
yeah, RTAC is more about just referencing the current status rather than the moving the record information in any kind of Yeah, it's not a transfer. It's a call to get the information to display.
Okay, so metadata display might be a
Yeah.
more correct. Okay, I mean, you can make an argument for request, but I am not going to make that argument here.
I think that would be imposing too much specificity.
Me too. Okay, any other questions about 112? Thank you
No.
for correcting that. So 195. So this is part of that big multi-item request ticket, which is connected to the user story. And so this comes back to that question we have about, like, do we just keep marking all these millions of tickets that kind of get placed underneath this particular feature or set of features that they're trying to evolve to fulfill this particular epic?
I think if it's truly linked such that, we can get to it by starting at our tagged, the tagged kind of epic level, then so maybe we say
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't checked. Do we track other sub tickets of the?
We do. We kind of like, I
Yeah.
think the last
Yeah.
meeting we're like, ah, it's too much to think about. So like, if we
Right.
think we want to track it, we just track it. We don't
Yeah.
question too much the hierarchy and have we tracked above tickets and that kind of thing.
Right. I
Yeah.
think it's probably worth at least reviewing them. And discussing them, because certainly in some of these cases there are going to be things like, oh, we need use cases for this thing, or that sort of where we as subject matter people can actually be helpful in terms of moving development forward. So I think pulling them into our review list is a good idea, and then we can certainly either kind of archive them, or if they aren't directly relevant, or if they're something that we might want to give feedback on,
Yeah.
we add them to use the topics or something.
Okay. I would say the first one, this is a specific technical solution to avoid problems. I don't think we really need
You think it's more like
to track
monitoring the
that.
test
So we
ones?
could say, okay, we've reviewed this. While it's of course relevant because it's related to something that's of interest for us, but we don't have to track this
Yeah.
specific one.
So then we could
The
move
other
into kind of,
two,
as
yeah.
long as we know we've looked at it,
Yeah. And the other two are more interesting because they add functionality to the edge patron and mod patron. So that's, I think, much more interesting than the first one. And the edge patron is essentially, my understanding, the part that exposes the mod patron changes to the edge module.
Yes, so the and I so I think it looks like they are, so this
Yeah,
yeah,
they are linked.
they're looking at multi-item requests and multi-item request status. So I do think this is technical underpinnings for the broader, multi-item requesting.
Yeah, but it adds functionality to the edge module and
Yes.
especially the patron module, which could be of interest because I'm not sure if I understand this correctly, but this says something about multi-item requests. Resolve the external system ID. That's for a user and the out item.
So, let me.
So, okay. I thought that this might, we had this discussion that you sometimes need both information from Edge Patron and Edge Attack, but that's not the case here. I would definitely track at least one of them.
I think the Edge patron is probably the more relevant discovery piece of it, versus the mod patron.
Well, EBSCO seems to be the only one using the Edge module, so
Right
maybe
now,
we.
yes. Though it will be interesting to see if I, in terms of EDS, at least, EBSCO had listed recently that they were looking at a Koha integration. And so I don't know if that will end up using Edge Patron or not.
Yeah, but I think we should maybe we should simply track both.
I think so.
That would be patron info.
Yes.
Obviously.
You say obviously, but it is not always obvious. So I do
Right.
appreciate
Yeah, but
the,
in this case, it's quite. But if it's mod patron,
if it's edge.
mod patron in Edge patron, it's
Yeah.
quite obvious. So,
Yeah.
or do we have something about requests? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's like everything relates back to metadata and everything relates back to request in some fashion, but.
Yeah, or well, it could also be a request, not just patron info. Actually, it's more, this is more for request than patron info,
Well, no,
because
because
it's not about returning patron information, it's about requesting.
yeah.
It's about requesting, but it's about which, a patron is allowed to request from X. So it's sort of a the certain kinds of patrons, may not be allowed to request things from certain places.
Yeah, okay, so it's actually both.
It's putting the two pieces of data, connecting them. And what's interesting actually is I looking into the linked multi-item requesting API is that, it looks like they're basically setting up kind of a separate like asynchronous piece. And so the what they're calling a batch request, some of that could easily, I think, be, as you had said earlier, kind of repurposed towards the renewal kinds of processes.
Yeah, that was the idea to use the same type of API.
Okay, yeah, I agree, and I did put both because I do think after that discussion, maybe it's not too specific to include request because of what they're attempting to do with this particular JIRA ticket.
Yeah, because they're yeah, it looks like they're building in kind of what they're calling batch request info, but I could easily imagine kind of this sort of batch call functionality sort of being built out. Actually, it might be worth in the comments, just I'm gonna
Go ahead and add if
copy,
you want.
the link to, where's the, I'm on my laptop and so I don't have my usual like multi screens and it's like, okay, so which tab can I look at it, at once? Sorry. So the multi-item request API description is actually really useful. And so I was just going to link to that.
in this list?
It's listed in the ticket. It's linked from the ticket, but the you know as sort of and it's a technical design document rather than a
Yeah, this document is what you're talking about, right?
yes.
Yeah, which I opened expecting a ticket and I'm like, oh no,
Yeah.
it is a document. I put that link to that in the chat.
Yeah, the point why I ask is we will remove the tickets from that list once they have been labeled. So it will still be in the history, of course, but you won't have it on the page itself. Well, we could keep the list, but it would get longer and longer, so I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Yeah, it'll be good for referencing, but it is most importantly, it is attached to the actual ticket. So, that will be another way we can get access to that document quickly. If we all remember, like once again, as you could see, this is a good test of my memory from last time to this time, because there's quite a bit of time in between. And some good updates to the process. So thank you for those suggestions. All right. So that is everything that I had added to the list. Were there any other tickets people wanted to discuss? And
Not
it's
on
fine.
this, yeah. Not on this list, but I was wondering when you look at the dashboard, there's quite a number of closed tickets by now. And we have to either review them again and then remove them from our list because they're done. We don't have to track them anymore. Or well, what else could we do? We could keep them, but the number of closed tickets, I hope so, will get much larger at some point, and it could be a bit tricky to actually track the other ones that are still open. You probably can sort by ticket status in that list. I haven't tried that. Yeah.
I'm glad
But
you brought that up because I was wondering the same thing when I was like, one thing I haven't done yet is like, okay, that's going to be my process going forward for the newly created Jira tickets for review. What do I do about this list and how do we review what's going on here?
Right.
And that could be maybe a good starting point where we're like, okay, let's talk about like what do we do with closed. What do we do with clothes? Do we even include the, like, I guess we do include them on this list, but then is there a way to get them out? Like, do we just remove all our tags and then they're gone and we don't have to think about them anymore? Or
Yeah, actually, when you look at the query for the list I've created, I don't think it includes closed tickets.
Yeah, I'm not seeing.
I would have to check what the actual query was, but I think I've excluded closed tickets because they are done. So Why
Why
should we
continue to,
keep tracking them? The new ones are more interesting, and just let me check
And
the
yeah, and ideally
query.
something being closed means it's either been, fixed or addressed or, implemented.
Actually, the only status I excluded, the other one is rejected. So that there are not many tickets that have been rejected, but if it's something like it won't be implemented, I don't know the exact status. It should show up on the list,
Yeah.
but
I think that one's something like won't do.
won't do. So, but the closed tickets are excluded. Otherwise, they would show up here because we've already reviewed them and put them on the dashboard. So,
Very good.
obviously, they are excluded. The same issue here. I cannot edit the query for whatever reason.
Yeah, I can't either. And I
Yeah,
created
but I
it, so it's
could
very
look at
odd.
Jira because I've saved that query in my Jira account. So I could simply go there, and if I can find them, I think it's the start ones. Yeah, that's discovery ticket review. Yes. The only actually, no, that's not the. This is the correct one. Yeah, resolution is unresolved. That's what I was looking for. It's unresolved, but not a re but not rejected. Then it should will show up. And
Okay.
if it's closed, it's resolved, so it won't show up.
Yeah, and I'm good with that. And it is
Yeah.
nice to see closed here, but I think I guess my question is, do we then have like a separate review process for closed that we notice on this list? And then do we have a mechanism for, do we want to remove them from this list?
Yeah, I think it would be helpful to at least look at them and see if this is relevant for the discovery system, if they could now do something that wasn't possible before, or if it's something we have been waiting for, actually. Or maybe it was part of a larger ticket, and this is part of the functionality that is done. So and we keep tracking the other ones. Maybe we should just start the next meeting with that discussion.
Okay. Would you mind if I added it to the list we've been using and I'll just signify that they're closed? So that means, sorry, I got so many tabs right now. This list. What I'll do is Damien will update the things that need to be updated. I will move the bugs to the top, and then I can put the closed underneath for discussion next time. Or would you prefer a separate page and a separate
I think we
list?
could simply look at the dashboard.
There's not really a place to record any decisions by simply looking
No,
at the
no.
dashboard.
I don't. Well, I'm not sure we have to record any decisions for the closed tickets. So I was simply suggesting that we look at the dashboard and look at some of the closed tickets, and then decide what we do with them. Whether we want to exclude them somehow from the list, maybe put another label on them and exclude that from appearing on the dashboard, that we still keep the information that has been tracked by us, but now it's closed, it's done for us. I don't know. I have to admit I haven't looked at the closed tickets in detail. So, but this is something I think we could discuss simply based on the list on the dashboard.
Okay, we could start that way. We could always make it more complicated in the future, but I like starting out simple and seeing how that goes.
We have about half a dozen, so it should be fairly quick process going through them.
Making some notes for myself. And then I will, after this meeting, make the next meeting agenda and put these items on so that we can continue that discussion. Well, perfect. So we're 5 minutes to the hour, and we got through all the tickets, which is great. Any other questions or updates or things?
Nope.
Wonderful.
Nope.
Well, thank you again for your help and your work on this, and I will see you next meeting.
Very good.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye all.